Episode 2825, Bear Good Fruit.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know it can be a little disheartening when things are just coming at you in all different directions, but I want you to take a moment. I want you to pause. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. I want your heart to be touched for what God has in store for you. Bear good fruit. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. No matter what you do in life, be honest and true to yourself and to others. When you lead with authenticity and honesty, you will bear good fruit. It's interesting how beautiful the season of fall is. I'm captivated by the colors, and I'm hopeful that we will actually get to see the full change going from summer to fall and having the leaves change, because we are in a drought right now. We haven't gotten a lot of rain in over 30 some days. I've already lost count. And they're saying because of that, we may not experience the peak of the color change and that the leaves may fall prior to that peak. How sad would that be? You know, sometimes in life, we don't get to pick and choose what happens to us, right? And during this season, the orchards are finishing up while the crops are being prepared for harvest. You've got some things that are going now and they're dying. They're going into their season of pruning and resting and preparing for the next season, where others are preparing for the harvest. There's a time for everything in every season to bear good fruit. However, in order to bear good fruit, you have to fertilize, water, and prune to get the best. We don't always like to do it though, right? It's called hard work. I love flowers, but in order to have beautiful flowers, I have to tend to them. In order to have a beautiful life, I have to tend to my life. I have to tend to my family, to my children. If I want an incredible dinner, I don't just sit there and pull something out of a box and throw it in a pan. Now, yes, I can do that, but is that going to be the same as if I grab some, you know, fresh herbs and spices and put that together and marinate the meat and add fresh vegetables right from the garden? It's going to taste totally different. We have to be willing to put the work in, to do what's hard, not just get what we want when we want it. So I'm here to encourage you to do what's right, what's best, to bear good fruit. Psalm 1 verses 2 through 3 says this, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." You're created on purpose for a purpose. God has plans for you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to prosper you, not to take things away from you. God has instilled within you greatness. I know life doesn't always feel good. You have bad days, but you also have good ones. Let go of what isn't working and dive into what God desires for you. Focus on his paths as you walk in your everyday. Lean on him for guidance. And when your circumstances dictate otherwise, ask yourself, what does this make possible? Bear good fruit. Be honest with yourself in the season you're in. Don't try to hide it. Maybe you're in a season of calm and rest. You may not like it, but you need it, so be okay with it. That doesn't mean you're doing nothing, because you're making a choice to be in that season. But then when it's time to move forward, to fight a little bit more, to go after something, then you have already readied yourself to do that. There is a time for everything. It might be a time to plant or a time to harvest or uproot, a time to prune or a time to grow. Then everything you do, do to bear good fruit. What is on your heart today? What feels heavy? Maybe there's something that actually feels light and you're thrilled at where you are. Celebrate that. Go out knowing that, yes, Lord, thank you. Your heart filled with gratitude. But if you're kind of hanging out on the fence post and you're going, Lord, I don't understand. I don't know why you have me in this mess, this predicament. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Everything I thought was going to happen is literally melting away. I don't know. I don't think it's anything I did. Wherever you are on this fence post, give it to God. I promise you that when you do, in the end, you will bear good fruit. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.